Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back to your home for sports in the morning. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH.
Max Power running the show today in Jad's absence. Glad to have Max all week long here. 9:48 in the a.m. Forbes has its top 10 list out for highest paid athletes in the world. It's always kind of an interesting list, isn't it?
Well, it's rarely littered with people that American sports fans care about. Is that too reckless to say? I mean, LeBron and Dak are on it, but so is Neymar, and so is Lewis Hamilton. You know who
Ronaldo.
You know who Lewis Hamilton is?
Cricket?
Nope.
Race cars?
Yep. Formula One guy.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, total guess.
Right. Yeah. Hadn't heard of Lewis Hamilton. McGregor. Including both salaries and endorsements. And I didn't include him on the guys that we don't care about because we clearly kind of care about him. We pay for his pay-per-views. Both salaries and endorsements, Conor McGregor, $180 million.
Wow.
How often do busy MMA guys fight? It's better than boxing, right?
A couple of times a year, right?
Sure seems like more than that, but maybe I'm off.
More than that, even?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Max, get on that. How often do MMA guys fight? No, not every Friday night at a bar. That's not the correct answer. And get paid for it is the real query here. Yes. Messi, soccer player, $130 million. Ronaldo, $120 million. Neymar, $95 million. All soccer players.
Okay, now name another soccer player. Thank you.
Tim, what's his name?
Move along.
Used to be one of our goalies.
Thank you. Okay. No, he's no longer there.
Well.
Tim Howard,
that's him. You get it.
He no longer plays.
I'm sure he's 11.
He's retired.
I bet he's 11th on this list. I only have the top 10.
He might have slipped to 13th in retirement.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, Tim Howard. Landon Donovan, is he still active? There's no way he's still active, right?
No.
No, I don't know, man. And I'm not a Bundesliga guy or a, what do they call it? What's going on right now? The
CONCACAF or
Premier League, right?
That's Premier League.
Yeah, that's it.
Barclays, Premier, yeah.
According to Max, MMA and UFC guys fight about one or two times a year.
Okay.
So I was off. They don't necessarily get after it more than boxers do. So between a couple of fights and some Irish whiskey, Conor McGregor brings in $180 million. Dak Prescott, $107.5 million. Between Cowboys, Campbell's soup, Sleep Number beds. I bet he's got something else. LeBron, $96.5 million. Roger Federer, $90 million last year. Professional professional tennis apparently is pretty lucrative for him anyway. Tom Brady, $76 million.
He has stayed relevant. He has stayed at the top of that. What a remarkable career. Maybe the best ever in tennis. I mean, who would be at this point, from a standpoint of longevity and at the top? I mean, has he ever been out of the top three or top two for very long during? I mean,
well, he's 39 now and ranked eight. So he's kind of a mulligan.
So maybe. The answer now is yes, but yeah. He's 39.
Right. No, I get it.
How long is this? I mean, think about how long he and Nadal have been at the top of their games. But Federer over Nadal, who is, I think I've got this right, is obviously an extremely good player across the boards, but is generally a clay court guy, or more successfully a clay court guy. But Federer's done it all.
He's got 20 Grand Slam titles. Roger Federer does. And he is nearly 1,000 matches over 500. He's almost won 1,000 more than he's lost. 103 career titles overall. And he was number one back in the early aughts, of course, at the height of his popularity and powers.
You can make the argument that tennis, which is totally off the radar in this country for men, was dominated at the same time by two of the most immovable forces in tennis history, Federer on the men's side and Serena Williams on the women's side.
You think it's more clear Federer than Rafa Nadal?
I think it is, and I don't have Nadal's stats in front of me. I would consider Federer to be the stronger of the two in terms of career.
To your question or statement, world number one, a total of 310 weeks, including 237 in a row. That's Federer. So you got a pretty good argument there. Only Jimmy Connors is ahead of Roger Federer for most ATP singles titles. Plus, he's won eight doubles titles, too. So,
all right.
But being a non-American, you'd probably get dizzy looking at all of his endorsements he's got over in Europe. Federer,
oh,
I'm talking
my God,
about.
Yes. Sure.
He's a Swiss player, so there's probably a watch deal. Probably got a car deal. Probably some crazy energy drink deal over there. But, yeah, good to be
sportswear.
Roger Federer.
Sportswear. He's big time on sportswear.
And Kevin Durant and Tom Brady round out the top 10. Right around $75 million for both. Max, you'd know this. Where's Brady's money coming in besides NFL money? Because he's worth $76 million last year. I don't see him anywhere.
Uggs? Is he still doing Uggs?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, he's getting residuals off his what's his brand?
He's got
TV12.
Yeah,
is that what it
yeah,
is? His wellness
yeah,
brand?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
He does have the TV12 thing. I wouldn't have thought it was that lucrative because that's another,
yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Another like 50
yeah.
million bucks coming from elsewhere. But anyway, there's your first look at the Forbes list of the top 10 individual athletes. Got some headlines to get to. And Ron Baker is back, kind of. Talk about that at 10:25. Hour 2 straight ahead. Plus your phone calls if you want. Tweet us. Email us. Shane@KFHradio.com. If you got an email to send and you can't call, hour number two, straight ahead.
This is 97.5 and 12.